Jeremiah 32:6-15. Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in Anathoth. For the right of redemption is thine to buy it. The right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and he said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin. For the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver." I want to point out this real fast. Whenever you're dealing with silver in Scripture, it is tied to redemption. It is buying something back. Can you say amen? "And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money and the balances. So I took the evidences of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed and the evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land." Now, if none of that made any sense to you, you can sit down. There's people sitting down. The rest of you can sit down too. That's why it's my job to make this make sense, right? There are two rights that are revealed in these verses that I want to mention, and I really want to talk about one more than the other, but we'll talk about both. That's the right of redemption and the right of inheritance. Verse 8 says, "Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Ben. For the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that it was the word of the Lord." The truth is, the right of redemption still exists today. Some people in here may have heard about it or maybe even experienced it, but there is a law that protects people that own property. If you go into foreclosure, you have the right of redemption. Each state has a little different laws on it, but if you've ever been in foreclosure and you're about to lose your house, that they make it possible that even after it's all settled, you can buy it back. It's the right of redemption. You have a right to redeem it. The problem is you don't get to make payments anymore. The only way that you can redeem it at that point, the right of redemption, it has to be paid in full. Because you have faulted and you have lost your home, you must now come up with the full price so that you can, I don't know if you see where I'm going with this or not, but there is a full price that has to be paid. It is the right of redemption. So in this story that we just read, Hanamel is in trouble and he's losing his property. And I want you to know something. In Israel, you didn't sell property forever. Give me Leviticus. I want to show you this so you'll know what I'm talking about. You didn't sell the piece of property forever. The land shall not be sold forever. This is God talking. For the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me. So if I'm in the tribe of Benjamin and I sell you a piece of land, that's not yours forever because I have the right of redemption. Now, this custom kind of blew me away. I'd imagine you go in and you buy land, and then I show up and say, hey, I want to buy my land back. But normally when I sold it, it was because I was broke. But there was another thing that could come in called the near kinsman redeemer. So if I couldn't come up with the money to buy the property that I sold you, somebody related to me could come and buy the property. And this is what Hanamel's doing. He's telling Jeremiah, he's saying, I've lost the land, buy this field. The right of redemption is yours because you're in the family. Because you're in the family, you have the right to buy it back and redeem it, and it's your inheritance. Now, this is even greater. God had this thing planned out that if you were so busted that you couldn't ever redeem it back, there was the year of Jubilee. That happened every 50 years. And whether you paid for it or not, it went back to you anyway on the year of Jubilee. Are you following me? Why does this matter? This matters tremendously. The reason this matters to us on this Easter Sunday is because we know that Jesus is our near kinsman redeemer. Something had been lost. What had been lost was in the garden with Adam. Look this up in your Bible and you're going to find out that Luke called Adam a son of God. And I think it's safe for me to say if Adam is a son of God and Jesus is the son of God, then they are related. They were brothers. Adam had lost something in the garden. He had fellowship with God. The problem was sin had made him so broke that he couldn't redeem it back. But thank God, 2,000 years later, the second man, Adam, came along and he came with redemption in his eyes. I know the enemy thought that once Adam foreclosed on the garden that there was no access. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus showed up with redemption in his eye. He was my near kinsman redeemer. Adam lost it. Through sin, he lost the contract. He lost the deed. And the enemy moved in and he began to control some things. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. Sin began to move so quickly. How quickly did sin move? Just a few chapters into Genesis, and you'll see that God said it repented that he had made man. Eddie, the devil was moving fast. The Bible says that the thoughts of men were only evil continually. Never a break in an evil thought. So judgment came when the enemy had reign. I want you to notice something really interesting. Jesus goes to be tempted of the devil on the mountain. The devil begins to offer him things. Let me tell you something. You can't offer something that you don't possess. The devil looked at Jesus and there was never an argument. He said, you see these kingdoms? Do you see the glory? I will give these to you if you bow down and you worship me. But Jesus had another plan. His response was, it is written. Are you with me? He said, it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God only, and him shall you serve. Jesus had a different plan, far greater than the kingdoms and the glory of the earth. He had a different plan. Let me tell you what Jesus came. Man, I feel kind of preachy right now. Let me tell you why Jesus came. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The reason Jesus showed up is that he could destroy the work of the devil. He came that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. Oh, what a Savior. He came on a mission. He came on a mission. And that mission was redemption. So let's do this. Thomas ain't here yet. I can't pick on him. Got a knife. That's great. Who carries a knife in a suit? High tech. Redneck. All right, go ahead. Cut it.
Cut it?
Yeah, cut that seal. Here's what's amazing about the way this went. Yeah, that's great. There were two deeds. I didn't need that on there. It was already on there. All right, hold this. There were two copies that went on in this deed. There was an open copy. Did you catch that? we read the story, there was a copy, an open copy, and there was a sealed copy. And in that sealed copy, he said, put both of those in an earthen vessel. Put the copies, the sealed copy and the open copy in there. Because what he was getting ready to do, they were going to go into Babylonian captivity. And he was letting them know, buy this land because you're coming back. So he told Jeremiah, he said, buy the land. God said, you're coming back. I know you're going to be in bondage, but you're coming back. So make sure you purchase it and keep the deed. And here's how they would do a deed. The custom in that day was you had an open deed that everybody could look at. But then you had a sealed deed. And that sealed deed is extremely important. Because when they came back from Babylon to the land, it was the responsibility of the person who bought it to produce the deed. Are you with me? I was like, wow, whoa. Hang in there. It's going to get really good here in a minute. My seals, come here, Darren. Y'all step up here with me. What looks better, blue or brown? White or black? He had the open copy. But there is a sealed copy. It is sealed. The reason it is sealed is because there's coming a day you're going to have to come back and you're going to have to prove that you bought it. The elders watch this take place. This open copy, anybody could look at it. Anybody could check it out. The sealed copy is sealed for a reason. Now, he says, Jeremiah, I need you to buy this property. You have the right of redemption. You have the right of inheritance. You have the seal. Because you have the sealed deed, there's something to this. Jesus is the only one who has the right to redeem you. Now, let me make this clear. Jesus is the only one. Buddha can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. The Dalai Lama can't do it. None of them can do it. Nobody can redeem you but Jesus. The reason that Jesus is the only one that can redeem you is because he has to be kin to you. And the only way Jesus could be kin to you is when he was incarnated in flesh. The Word was made flesh and it dwelt among us. He became our near kinsman redeemer. God needed somebody that could be so perfect that they could pay the price, but he needed somebody that could be so much flesh that they could redeem us in our flesh. Yeah. Revelations 5, 1 through 9. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book. Look this word book up. It means scroll. This is where you start getting excited. You're like, hey, I know this. I'm still sleepy. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book, a scroll, written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Look it up, study it, find out what you. There's a little bit of arguing about it, but I'm going to tell you right now what this is. This is the title deed to the earth, and it is sealed. Let's go on. Watch this. Sealed with seven seals. Verse 2. And I saw a strong angel. Everybody say strong angel. I think all angels are strong. If one of them can wipe out 180,000 people in one night, I think that's pretty awesome. Strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll? Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose the seals thereof? Let's keep going. Verse 3. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look therein. Now, you've got to understand what this scroll was about. This is the title deed to the earth. They call it the title of redemption. This is the title deed of the earth, and nobody is worthy to open it, which means this. There are rights in here. There are promises in here. There are legal binding document that you own something, but if you're not the one that paid the price, you're not worthy to open the seal. So the problem is they got to find somebody that can first be willing to pay the price, somebody that's capable of paying the price, somebody not in heaven nor in earth, but somebody from heaven and earth that's able to redeem us.
Amen.
I got to say that again because I don't think you got it. Nobody in heaven, nobody in earth, but somebody from heaven and earth.
Amen.
Watch this. They're looking everywhere under the earth. Was able to open the book, neither to look therein. I wonder what the promises are. I wonder what it says. Next verse. And I. Identity theft is on the rise. You might want to check into that LifeLock guy. There are people, they're getting good at it. There are people that are stealing other people's houses and getting a mortgage on them, and you don't even know it, because how many people in here have looked at the deed to your house within the last month? I'll be honest, I didn't expect that. Is it still yours? Nobody stole it yet? Now, to the rest of you guys who are not as responsible as this man, Dave said, normal. You have no idea. You have absolutely no idea if you never look at the deed. The problem is there's the deed and nobody can look at it.
Why? Why not? It's just what you do. Okay.
There's the deed to my car, the deed to my house, the deed to my shoes. I like it, Johnny. I like it. We don't look, so we don't know. The problem is, if you wanted to look, could you imagine? Can you imagine losing your home because you wasn't able to check your deed or would not check your deed? He said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open it and read the book, neither to look therein. Verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Don't weep. Why not? Because the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the scroll and to loose the seven seals thereof. You got to hear me this morning. This is why the resurrection is important. This is why him getting up on the third day is important, because there was a title deed to the earth that Adam had lost, and Adam lost it, and Satan moved in and set up domain. But when Jesus came along, he came as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He came as the Redeemer. He came with fire in his eyes to destroy the works of the devil. And when he showed up, he showed up on purpose near Kinsman Redeemer. They're on the mountain, and the devil says, check out the kingdoms and the glory. And if I'm Jesus and I know my purpose, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not here to buy the kingdom, pal. I'm here to buy the world back. I'm going to try it over here. They're still asleep over there because they should have said, whoa. I'm not here to buy the kingdom and the glory. I'm here to pay for the whole earth. Do you know what I'm about? You're not going to pacify me with a kingdom. What the devil was trying to do is give him a shortcut to where he could get the kingdom without paying the price. And Jesus said, I'm willing to pay the price because I know what's in the deed. I know what Adam lost. I know what my brother messed up back there in the garden. And I know the devil, you think you possess it, but you're about to lose it. So after the resurrection, Jesus got up and said, all power is given in me in heaven and in earth. That's authority. He paid cash money, homie. Wasn't a check. Wasn't a some. He paid for it right there. Watch this. Let me prove this to you. Can I prove it to you? Back up. Back up one verse. Let me finish that one. I got to do that again. No, too far. Try the next one. And I beheld in low, and we'll do this one. It's good. And I beheld in low in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. He wasn't buying a few kingdoms. Sorry, it is not limited atonement. There's not just a few people going to make it, and God picked them out a long time ago. No, he paid for the whole earth. The whole earth has been redeemed from the curse of the enemy. The whole earth has been paid for. We don't give Jesus enough credit. We think because Adam sinned and we're born in sin, we're doomed to do that. I'm here to tell you, the second Adam redeemed the earth, and because he redeemed the earth, I have access by faith into this grace wherein I stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I'm a winner because he paid for my victory. He paid for it all. Next verse. And he came. This is awesome. What's really awesome is we missed this part, because in Jeremiah's story, it was put in a clay jar. This scroll was put in the hand of God. Little side of her, get with me. They're still sleeping over there, because that's way gooder than they gave me credit for. He said, the closest person to this would be you, Johnny, walking around the house with the deed in your hand. Why would he be walking around? Why would he keep it in his hand? Let me tell you something about the hand. What was it? He's walking around with the deed in his hand. He's holding on to it. Because let me tell you something about God. If it's in God's hand, he's not going to lose it. Can I prove that to you? Jesus said, those that the Father gave me, those that he put in my hand, he said, I haven't lost not one of them. Let me tell you about this Savior. When he redeems you, he don't redeem you temporarily. He redeems you forevermore. He gives you eternal life, not temporary life. I don't know about you. I'm on my way to heaven forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Some people's like, man, I might get in trouble and lose my salvation. If it could be lost, I would have done lost it. Dave, I got tiles, little tiles on everything I own. Where's my keys are back there, ain't they? Hold them up there. To you people that lose everything, let me help you. See that little tile on there? There's a little tile on there. If I push a button on my phone, it will tell me where it's at. You know why? Because I lose everything. Tracy asks me sometimes, where's the checkbook? I didn't know we still used those. I paid for something with a check one time, and a lady looked at me and said, you're too young for this. If it could be lost, I would lose it. I don't have a tracker on my salvation. He got a tracker on me. Think about that for a minute. Where'd Damon go? I know exactly where he's at. Even if I go down and make my bed in hell, it tracks down there too. It don't lose signal. I got a shepherd that knows exactly where I am. Why? Because he bought me. He redeemed me. He paid for me. He's got the deed to me. And in that deed, he said, that's mine, and I know how to care for what belongs to me. Yes, man, have you noticed I'm preaching so good? Andrew has not sat down the whole service.
That's right.
To you that don't know, he had surgery and can't sit down, but it's making me feel really good. Like Andrew's with me. Watch this. Watch this. And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. When that exchange took place, something powerful happened.
Amen.
This is why he had to get up. If he had died and was buried and didn't get up, there is no one worthy to open the book. But he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. Let me say that again. He was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. The way that Jesus was confirmed to be the Son of God is by the resurrection of the dead. The only way he could be proven to be the one worthy was to get up. The only way he could get up is if he was who he said he was. Well, I come to preach to you on this Easter morning. He was exactly who he said he was. He was my redeemer. He was my lamb. He was my sacrifice. He was the one who paid the price to open the deed.
Amen.
Redemption, inheritance, and seals. Let's keep going so I can prove y'all. Say amen, C-Pod. And he had taken the book, and the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Adam lost it. Adam had dominion. Adam named the animals. God didn't name them. Adam named them. Because he gave him a lease to the earth. He gave him dominion over the earth. I'm sure some of them have been changed. I would hope. I don't know that Adam would say that looks like an opossum. That's a horrible name. It's so horrible around here, we take the O off. But Adam had dominion, and through sin, he lost the dominion to which the enemy moved in and began to show authority. But the elders understood that when the Lamb was found worthy to take the scroll, look at this, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. This is awesome. You know why this is awesome? Because they're sitting around with their harp and they got these odors that they're ready to, man, they're ready to have church. But they can't have church because the church wasn't birthed yet. But as soon as they figured it out, they begin to sing a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book. How do I do this? Can you? Yeah, boy. And you come in here this morning all tired and sleepy and can't. that he's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior? Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Can't nobody save you like Jesus can. Can't nobody redeem you like Jesus can. It's probably gonna fall. For thou was slain and has, watch this. Thou was slain and hath, come on, catch me. What? What? Really? Why are they bringing redemption up in this? Why, when he takes this, they bring up redemption? Because this is the title deed of redemption that he purchased back and hath redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. The devil said, you see these kingdoms and the glory? I'll give them to you. I'm not buying those kingdoms. I'm buying every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. I'm paying the price for the whole world. What you got to offer me, devil, ain't enough. It ain't big enough. It ain't glorious enough, because what I'm about to purchase is far deeper, far wider, because I came. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It was the whole world he paid for. Next verse. Am I done? I'm done. I can't be done. I'm not done. I'm not done. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm having too much fun to be done. Watch this. Watch this. This. In whom ye also trusted. Who? The Redeemer. If you make this statement, I want to help you. If you say this statement, I hope one day I make heaven my home. I hope. I want to help you, because in whom ye also trusted. I trust in him. I couldn't come up with the money to buy my redemption. I was busted. I had to find somebody. I'm in the story, I'm Hanamel. Hey, man, I need you to buy this, because I'm busted and disgusted and can't be trusted. I'm in a bad way, man. I'm in trouble here. Can you buy it for me? Jeremiah said, I got it. I got it. And he paid with silver. Again, silver is redemption. He paid the price. He bought it. He bought it back. And I trust him. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were. Wait. Redemption, inheritance, and seals. Redemption in heaven. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You got it? No, you don't, because you don't know the next verse, and I do. You're like, I think this is good. I think it is. It's real, real good. Watch this. Verse 14. Which is the earnest. Oh, there's that word, inheritance. Until the, oh, we got seals, inheritance, and redemption. This is awesome. The same Jesus that ye see go away, the angel said, shall return in like manner. He is coming back after a bride that he has redeemed. And because he redeemed them, they have an inheritance. And the way that they know and he knows that they have an inheritance is because they have a seal. The seal is the Holy Spirit of promise. Let me tell you this. When Jesus comes back, he's not looking at your grade card. He is not looking at your performance over the last 3 months. He's not looking at your behavior. He's not looking at how nice you've been to coworkers. He's looking for one thing. Is he sealed or is he not sealed? Because what I come to do is open seals. And I'm telling you where this one's at. It's in an earthen vessel. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. The reason I'm going to get out of here is because the seal is in me, and he is the only one able to open the seal. musicians. Don't lose those. I think it went all right. I might try it again. If we did this every Sunday, I'd have to lose some weight. Watch this. The earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the... Is that another verse? The earnest of our inheritance? I think the next one's good too, ain't it? Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith, where... Where's your faith? Look at the person beside you, and I want you to say this. You are not good enough. Oh, y'all getting a little violent up here, but dial it back a little bit. I said, Joe, you ain't good enough. He's up there, you're filthy rags, you piece of trash. You don't even know where your deed's at. I'm sealed. And Jason, that's what a returning king is coming after, is the seal. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know why we're not good enough? Because in our flesh, we fail. Even when we try hard, we fail. Eddie used to tell me years ago when I hadn't been around him too long and all of his jokes were new and now I'm using them. Eddie, your jokes work awesome out of coal mines. I go across the strip telling Eddie jokes. And man, them dudes laugh. I said, hey guys, if I'm fat and I identify skinny, would I be transgender? They're like, ah, it's a good one. I mean, Eddie's a riot up there. I forgot the joke I was going to tell. I messed it up. What'd you? It was good, too. Anyway, Eddie's funny. I want this to come back to me. It was a really good point. Anyway, moving on. I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. My faith is in him. My hope is in him. And let me tell you something right now. I got it in the right place. He's the only one that could redeem us back to God. How do I know he was accepted? Because he got up and he ascended into the holy place and he obtained eternal redemption for you and me by his own blood. And 50 days later, in the upper room, there was a confirmation that what he did was enough, because suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And cloven tongues like a fire set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? That means that what Jesus did was enough. He was enough to be the kinsman redeemer. I don't care what Adam did to mess it up. Jesus did enough to correct it. And I'm not worried about Adam. I want to be concentrated on my redeemer. Job said it like this: I know my redeemer lives. You get in trouble, I know my redeemer lives. You get in a bad spot, my redeemer's alive. You get in a situation, I just don't know. Your redeemer is alive. We're going to sing a song, and if you need prayer, I need you to step up. We want to pray with you. If you need to come to the altar, just come to the altar. If you need to make a decision today and say, you know what, I want that redemption. I didn't know it was that good. Oh, it's that good and so much better. We can't even portray it right. I've tried for years. I'm inadequate talking about how great he is. But I trust him. I trust him. Somebody asked me the other day, when I go to the altar and I pray, and I ask for forgiveness, how do I know that God forgives me? Is there a feeling? Not always. We base a lot on a feeling. Where's Brandy at? Can I tell him what you said? That's so funny. She said, Mom, is our church non-denominational? Brandy said, yep. She said, somebody's telling people they're Pentecostal. They in disguise over there trying to trick people. A lot of times we base it on a feeling, Gary. When I feel good about my walk with God. But I trust him. Even when it don't feel good, I trust him. My confidence is what he did. Man, this is so great. He's coming back after a seal. If you need prayer, would you step out? Would you step out? Would you move forward? Would you step out where you are? If you want to give your life to Jesus and say, man, I surrender right here, right now. I want him to redeem my life from the hand of the enemy. Let's try it again. Would you step out? Would you step out? Would you step out? Let's stand. Let's stand. If somebody's in your way, just say, excuse me, excuse me. I got an appointment with destiny today. He redeemed me. He redeemed me. He paid the price. He paid the price. And I refuse to walk out of here without the full benefits of